Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
He wants to play in the game, and so kudos to him, man. He's been here 3 weeks. He wants to play. We'll have to work through the week to see if that's able to do that. It's a throwing shoulder. It's painful. Cali, a guy who wants to do that, wants to get out there and play with something like that. Credit to him. So we'll go through the week and see where it ends up and have Jake ready to go too and just see how it plays out.
That is Cincinnati Bengals head coach Zach Taylor talking about the availability of Joe Flacco. This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And we continue our Bears and Bengals talk by going to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. That is where we chat with Mo Egger, the afternoon host at ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati. It is at Mo Egger, E-G-G-E-R, on X, Twitter, whichever you want to call it. And he joins us now live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Mo, thanks for coming on.
Appreciate you having me. How's everything?
We're trying to figure out if the Bears have enough of a pass rush to be able to overcome their secondary injuries because Ja'Marr Chase is lighting up the league. So that's how we're doing.
Well, those sound like first world problems to me. We're trying to figure out if Joe Flacco is going to play or if Jake Browning is going to play and if Al Golden, the defensive coordinator, can somehow sneak like a 12th or maybe 13th guy on the field to play defense.
Yeah, that sounds about like Al Golden. I covered him when he was the head coach at Temple and got the Owls kicked out of the Big East Conference. So I know exactly what that is, the Al Golden experience. I get it. I think with the Joe Flacco thing, what's your feeling on it? What are you hearing? What are you seeing? What do you believe about his availability for Sunday?
If I had to wager on whether or not he will play on Sunday, I would wager on him not playing. Ooh. Obviously, today is going to be kind of a telltale day. He did not practice yesterday. For those who don't know, he suffered an injury toward the end of the game on Sunday. He went into the locker room. God knows what they shot him up with, but they shot him up with something, and he came back and he finished the game. For a few seconds, Jake Browning did get up and was warming up, but Joe did finish the game. And then emerged from that in a lot of soreness, with a lot of soreness. It's being reported that he is dealing with a sprained AC joint. I've talked with quarterbacks who have had that injury, and they talk about how unpleasant it is. Joe did not practice yesterday. His regularly scheduled media availability was canceled. Mm-hmm. And so I would imagine if he doesn't go today, we're going to talk in a little bit more definitive terms about Jake Browning being the guy. But I guess we'll see. When a quarterback doesn't practice at all on Wednesday, and you know at least to a slight degree what he is dealing with, and you know the nature of the injury being what it is, I think it would be a fair a fair assumption to make if you have Jake Browning starting instead of Joe Flacco.
So, Mo, what I hear is the varsity blues needle. That seems to be the case.
Yeah, that's a good reference. It's the varsity blues needle. Yeah, so it's now pointing back at Jake Browning, which nobody here, as you might imagine, is excited about.
Well, and it's funny symmetry, too, because we were dealing with this quarterback roulette last week. You know, the Ravens, obviously, I call it creative accounting, because what do you call that? How they designated Lamar Jackson on Friday? The Bears said the whole time they were preparing for Lamar Jackson. Based on that, I would assume the Bears are preparing for Joe Flacco in that case.
I guess so. Joe Flacco is a little bit more difficult to prepare for because, you know, he's played at a pretty competent level since he's come to Cincinnati. It feels like he's been here for a year. He's been here for, I think, all of, what, 15 days, something like that. Jake Browning, when he was playing, was atrocious. And so just based on that, if you have to play catch-up, if you have to work from behind, I'd rather do it if I'm a defensive coordinator. I'd rather do it having to prep for Jake Browning at the last second than Joe Flacco and what he's been able to do.
Help walk me through this, Mo. When you talk about Jake Browning, and I've seen some of his games, I haven't seen the totality of him. What's so bad about Jake Browning? I mean, obviously he's not Joe Flacco, and he's certainly not Joe Burrow. Give me the scouting report on Jake Browning, since that's what it's looking like.
When Jamar Chase is open, Jake Browning doesn't throw him the ball.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's bad.
You know, so, I mean, I'm making it sound simple, but it is. So when the Bengals acquired Joe Flacco, it made all the sense in the world. Number one, you knew he could be a quick study. So, you know, they got him on Tuesday night. They wanted him to play against Green Bay on Sunday. You knew you had somebody who was going to be a quick study. You knew somebody, you know, 18 years in the NFL, there was going to be nothing that he hasn't seen before. Number three, he was going to understand the assignment. If Jamar Chase is open, throw it to him. If T. Higgins is open, throw it to him. If one of those two guys is open, throw it their way. If both are open, awesome. Throw it to one. Jake Browning couldn't do any of that. And there were other issues. The Bengals' offensive line isn't great. They were not running the ball effectively with Jake Browning. They have run it better with Joe Flacco as the quarterback. But when I watched Jake play, it was remarkable how the basics were beyond his grasp. And it was surprising because if you go back to the end of the 2023 season when Joe Burrow got hurt, which is a recurring theme, and Jake had to play the last seven games, he played at a pretty decent level, especially for a guy who had never played before. You know, those were his first real NFL snaps. He kept the team afloat. He won games. He made clutch throws in big situations. They were able to tap into a screen passing game that has just not materialized this year. And so when they had to turn things over to Jake Browning, understanding this team's ceiling was not what it would be if Joe Burrow was the quarterback, everybody expected that this team could stay afloat because of what we saw Jake do at the end of that season 2 years ago. So the way he played was, frankly, shocking. It was shocking to the people in the organization. It was shocking to folks watching from the outside. And I'm sure to a large degree it was shocking to Jake Browning himself. And so what I'm curious is, if he does play on Sunday, has he learned anything from Joe Flacco? Like, throw the ball to number one. Throw the ball to number five. Because Joe Flacco, despite his physical limitations, has been able to do that.
Well, and I guess the next question, I'm sure you've been asking this roughly for months, is why did that regression happen? That's shocking when you consider it, Mo.
Yeah. You know what's, nobody has the answer. Because it's the same guy. It's the same offense. It's a lot of the same people. It's a lot of the same personnel. I don't know. I will say this. He played the third start that he made. He played against Detroit, and they scored some garbage time points. But after the game, Jake Browning looked like somebody who needed either a long therapy session or a stiff drink. Because he was wearing his emotions on his sleeve. You watched a guy who you could tell knew he let a golden opportunity slip away. And I don't know if it was the weight of that where it's like, all right, I get a chance to be the starting quarterback for at least the next 3 months, and this is my shot. This is my shot once and for all to show that I can be a starting quarterback in this league. He's going to be a free agent at the end of this year, and I don't know if that got to him. I don't know. You know, the first game he started came against Minnesota, and there were some things beyond his control that went poorly. Jamar Chase had a fumble. Noah Fant had a fumble. None of those things could be blamed on Jake Browning. I don't know if there was a snowball effect that got to him, but it's a mystery. I think everybody is at a loss to articulate why this quarterback, who 2 years ago looked like you could rely on him and win games with him, suddenly was playing like the fourth quarterback on the roster in a preseason game. It's a mystery. And so, again, if he ends up being the guy, we're all going to be waiting to see if things are different and things look like they did 2 years ago, or if Jake Browning is ultimately going to play his way out of a job.
We are talking Bengals and Bears with Mo Egger, the afternoon host on ESPN 1530 in my old stomping grounds, Cincinnati. And Mo, we're talking so much about the quarterback situation. Meanwhile, the trade deadline's not very far away, and we've got Trey Hendrickson, who is also, I guess, hurt right now. And people are asking if he's going to be available to trade. What's the latest on Trey Hendrickson there in Cincinnati?
Well, also didn't practice yesterday. He's dealing with a hip problem. We will see. When Trey has played, he's been fine. When Trey hasn't played, the Bengals defense doesn't have any other good players, so it's a disaster. You have to understand the history of this franchise. They, you know, in 2019, they were 0-8 at the deadline. And going nowhere, first-year head coach with a lot of players who you knew were not going to be here either the next season or by the next time the Bengals were good. And the Bengals didn't trade any of them. Andy Dalton, Geno Atkins, A.J. Green, didn't trade any of them. So, and Duke Tobin, the de facto general manager, said famously at the time, it's not my job to make other teams better. So if you lean on history and you know how this franchise works, they don't trade players at the deadline just because they're supposed to. Now, if you overwhelm them with a trade offer, then they'll talk. So I think they will look at Trey Hendrickson, and I could be dead wrong about this. I think regardless of what happens on Sunday, even if they lose, they will look at the deadline and go, you know, the AFC North is kind of wide open. Pittsburgh probably not going to run away with it. Baltimore is still trying to dig out of an early season hole. The AFC top to bottom isn't awesome. We still think we can get Burrow back for the last three games. We're gonna hold on to our cards, and we're going to see if we can turn this around in the next week or two. And if so, we've got Trey Hendrickson on our team. I don't know if I agree with that way of thinking, and certainly if they win the game, I think that's going to be their approach. But they have never been a team. They have traded players away at the deadline who have said, I want out, and who they just moved on to get something in exchange for them. But they have historically been one of the least active teams at the deadline, both in terms of acquiring players for a late-season push or unloading players who might not be a part of their long-term plans.
Our segment with Mo Egger, the ESPN Cincinnati radio host, is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. And Mo, the question there is only half answered when a GM says it's not my job to make another team better. You could also make your team better.
Yes, you're allowed to do that. Duke Tobin, the de facto general manager, has had his successes. I don't want to ignore them. But he has shown a remarkable inability to do that this decade. You know, the Bengals made the Super Bowl in 2021, made the AFC Championship game in 2022, and that happened for two reasons. One, they had Joe Burrow, right? Stumbled into Joe Burrow after finishing 2-14. Two, because they had no good players, because they had a quarterback under a rookie contract, they could just throw money at the defense, and they did it well. And they, you know, they were accused at the time of overpaying for players like Trey Hendrickson and DJ Reader and Chidobe Awuzie and Von Bell and Mike Hilton, but they had to. And so they threw money at the problem, which was their defense. And that, combined with what Joe Burrow was doing on offense, added up to a 10-win team in 2021 that caught lightning in the bottle and made the Super Bowl. Since then, well, what's changed is they've paid Joe Burrow, they've paid Jamar Chase, they've paid T. Higgins, they've paid a handful of players on offense, Orlando Brown. You have to draft well on defense, and the Bengals have been abysmal. The last defensive player that they gave a second contract to was Logan Wilson, who just got benched. Prior to that, Sam Hubbard, who just retired at the end of last year. There is a half decade's worth of defensive players they have drafted who have done next to nothing. Cam Taylor-Britt was supposed to be this team's top corner, got benched this season. They drafted Miles Murphy in the first round of 2023 to bolster the pass rush. Had as many sacks as I did last year. Shamar Stewart, they drafted this season, has made no impact whatsoever. And so the conversation here is for a franchise that doesn't really fire people, Duke Tobin, the de facto general manager, has failed time and again to fortify the defense with draft picks. That's going to be what they have to do next year. You're going to ask a guy who can't do that to try to do it again. It's a proposition that most fans here are not excited about.
This sounds so familiar. A GM who's struggling to draft people, but then fell into the top pick.
Yeah.
I've heard this story somewhere before. Listen, when you
have you heard it?
I think closer to here than Cincinnati. Mo, as we talked to Mo Egger, the afternoon host on ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati, here on Raheemi Harris and Grody. I'm trying to understand from a Trey Hendrickson standpoint, if they don't trade him, are they just going to franchise? Like, what is the end game here with Trey Hendrickson?
Well, keep in mind, a year ago at this time, everybody thought T. Higgins was going to walk, right?
Yeah.
They franchise tagged him. T's going to walk. And then Joe Burrow, in December of last year, raised his hand and said, no, we're actually going to. I mean, Joe Burrow's the most powerful person, most powerful player, at least, athlete in the history of Cincinnati sports. He got the Bengals to pivot from what they were going to do to what they have done. So betting on what the Bengals are going to do with a player whose contract is set to expire when they have the franchise tag at their disposal and a quarterback who's not shy about saying who he wants on the team, I think would be kind of foolish. I think the most likely outcome is Trey just walks at the end of the season. They've never shown a desire to have him on the team beyond 2025. If they had one, he'd have a long-term contract. That said, they can franchise tag him. He's still an effective player. They're going to have to build the defense from basically scratch. If you're doing that, do you really want to let him walk? I would be stunned if they signed him to some sort of multi-year deal. He is going to be 32 here soon. But, you know, I think that's a very fair question that a lot of folks are wrestling with. And it's not like the Bengals have said definitively what they're going to do. Trey Hendrickson really hasn't talked all that much. I think to a large degree, all options are on the table. I think based on how they have handled his contract so far, that the reasonable assumption, or at least reasonable, I don't know if assumption's the right word, they're probably going to let him walk at the end of the year. But as often happens here, things change on a moment's notice, so we'll see.
Yeah, people here have been clamoring for Trey Hendrickson. Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't any football fan try to have him on their team? Bears have spent so much money on their defensive line. I just don't see it feasible under the cap. But even to consider that that might be a possibility after this season, as much as you say it could be, Mo, that is significant.
Yeah, I mean, the Trey Hendrickson thing, we call it Trays of Our Lives here. it's gone on for 2 years. He requested a trade prior to the 2024 season, didn't get it. He requested a trade prior to this season, didn't get it, was going to hold out, not come to training camp, then showed up at training camp because I think he realized, oh, I'll get fined if I don't show up. And then like went ahead and said, okay, fine, I'll go ahead and play. Like it's taken so many different twists and turns. This is, you know, you follow this league, invariably they're going to be players unhappy with their contract who hold in. I mean, The Trey thing has been a saga. Like there should be movies made about the Trey Hendrickson Bengals relationship. So what we're all anticipating to a degree is another twist. I don't think it's going to be a trade, but I guess this particular story has thrown so many plot twists at us that maybe nothing would be unsurprising.
Ah, well. I guess the only thing that's left to be surprising right now is the outcome of this game. Mo Egger, thank you so much for joining us here at Raheemi Harris and Grody on The Score.
Thanks, Mo.
You got it. Yep. See you guys. Thanks.
That's Mo Egger, the host at ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati, kind enough to join us and give his insight.
Some great insight, actually.
Mo's awesome. He makes talking about the Reds at any point in time entertaining.
And Jake Browning, that's who you want starting for the Bengals Sunday. That's what I learned. Without a doubt.
You knew that anyway.
I had it confirmed. I had it confirmed. How about that?
There it is. Mo with the latest from Cincinnati. And yes, that was something else that came out too, was Joe Burrow's availability. Coming up next, Paul Charchian joins us for your fantasy football needs. We preview the weekend starting tonight in the NFL. Coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Next.
I think you're really underestimating the broad sexual appeal that I have.
Paul Charchian, fantasy football guru.
And we get to find out now if all our fantasy drafts, we all love our teams right now. Half of us are going to be like, oh, what have I done?
Chief Execution Officer at Guillotine Leagues at FantasyLife.com.
I am excited for your team because, to me, it looks like Ben Johnson is building a Bears version of Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery in your backfield.
Don't do this to us, Charge.
Paul Charchian with Raheemy Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We love talking to Paul Charchian every week, and your fantasy football season is probably heating up. He's just the man to let you know what to do. At Paul Charchian on X, he is the Chief Execution Officer of Guillotine Leagues at FantasyLife.com. He joins us on our Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com, and he's on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score, Paul Charchian, who Marshall says is indeed sexy.
Listen, it's the charge. What do you mean? I'm not going to deny a man his praise. What are you talking about?
Thank you, Marshall. You know, there's only one thing that a middle-aged white man wants to hear more than a compliment from an attractive woman. It's from an attractive black man. I mean, this is the ultimate compliment right here. You made my day, my man. Thank you very much. My ego feels very inflated.
Charles, just remember, personality is everything.
Well, yeah. I wish young me in my early and very, very up and down dating days. Just, man, it's all confidence. It's all the projection of confidence, isn't it? Man,
it really is.
I was like, nerdy guy growing up. There was a little, sprinkling of Dungeons and Dragons in there. And
I always
felt like, yeah, nothing wrong with D&D, right? I mean, now the cool kids play D&D. But, back then, I didn't quite know that you just have to believe in
yourself. If you're on the Twitch stream, by the way, you see those glasses. The man looks like a young professor. Like, he's out here very like established. That? All he needs is the smoking jacket and the pipe, and he's good to go. But you
know what? Professor of fantasy football.
I was about to say.
Oh, I like it.
Some people have been a little too close to the pipe, try to put together fancy lines. By some people, I mean me.
Well, yeah. See, that's, I know you also love Charge because he helps your fantasy team.
Yeah, we need help. That is for sure. Let's start with the game that we're all thinking about, the Bears and the Bengals. And if it's anything like the Jets and the Bengals, there are points to be had, I would assume.
Mm-hmm. I would assume.
Well, I want to get out of
myself. Let's hope so. Look, if your quarterback doesn't pull it together here, that it's going to be even worse than whatever you guys have been discussing for the last 4 days. The love the running backs in this one, including, I've been foisting Kyle Monongai into every one of our conversations all year long, and it's finally paying off. Last 2 weeks, a near 50-50 split in snaps with DeAndre Swift. The rushing attempts are lower than Swift's, but Monongai's gotten 20 carries the last two games, and he's also had carries from inside the 5-yard line in consecutive games. And non-number one runners have hurt the Bengals big time, including Isaiah Davis last week, 110 total yards. So really excited about Kyle Monongai. And then tell me what you think about this. Here's my sleeper Bears angle for this game. If Luther Burden doesn't clear the concussion protocol, we get another game from Olamide Zaccheaus last week where he had a season-high 7 targets. He runs from the slot a lot, and the slot cornerback for the Bengals is Dax Hill. He has allowed the most touchdowns in his coverage of any player in the NFL. 4 already. Olamide Zaccheaus, sneaky sleeper. What do you think?
No, I agree. I think Olamide Zaccheaus is a favorite target of Caleb Williams anyway. So he's prone to read him in a lot of the, I think just by via a lot of the formations that the Bears run. So that, I think that's spot on. I think that that's a really good idea.
Do we know, is Cole Kmet going to play in this game?
He was limited in practice,
but he spoke to the
media yesterday. So that would indicate, I think, that he's on the mend. That was his first NFL game that he's missed.
First ever in his career. And that, I love that you noticed that they let him talk. If guys who are in danger of not playing, they almost never let near a podium because they don't want him to say, I'm not going to play, because they don't want to tip their hand early in the week. So I like that you found that angle in particular. This could be a point orgy. Joe Flacco has been a shocking fantasy producer. And here's your secondary. Do we know if Tyreek Stevenson's going to play yet?
Okay, listen.
I'm sorry, we're giggling.
You said point orgy. I just stopped my sensibilities. Like, wait, did I just hear that right?
Well, and then you're open as fantasy by Ludacris, and you see where it's all going.
So
terrible.
Do we know if Tyreek Stevenson is going to play in this game?
We don't know yet.
Yeah, we don't know yet. He's limited in practice.
But do you need that to know that the receivers for Cincinnati are going to do well?
honestly, not really. Did you see that Ja'Marr Chase has been targeted 42 times in the last 2 weeks?
Oh, it's been a theme around here.
It's his favorite stat this week.
It's crazy.
I bet that is your favorite
stat. It is crazy that he's averaging 21 targets a game over the last 2 weeks. It is absolutely insane. He's going to do damage.
Marshall, if that's your stat of the week, do you know whose record he broke?
I don't know whose record he broke.
For consecutive targets, most targets in consecutive games.
Why do I want to say
Brandon Marshall?
Okay.
That's amazing. I would have said Randy Moss. Right division, wrong team.
Yes, I did not expect it to be Brandon Marshall. And I believe it was Bears era Brandon Marshall, not Denver Broncos era Brandon Marshall.
Those are two very different players that you're talking about.
Very different players. Very different players. Now, if your team's missing all three of your starting cornerbacks, which seems to be very possible, Joe Flacco, he's been a top 10 fantasy quarterback in the three games since his trade to Cincinnati. He's quarterback 9, and he's done it on 42 passes per game as a Bengal. That kind of volume against your team, you know, trotting out three backups at cornerback, I think this is another very good opportunity for the Bengals passing offense.
Yeah, we still got the update though, Paul, from Mo Egger, the afternoon host in Cincinnati for 15:30, and he made it sound like it's still very up in the air as to whether or not Joe's even going to be available.
Yeah, now so Jake Browning would change everything. Browning was
yeah,
just
that's kind of where
that
I was.
Month.
Yeah, that's where right. I was going.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
There is some big fantasy news, though, I think, when it comes to Carolina, because Rico Dowdle has had himself some games. I'm glad to hear that Dave Canales made the move to decide that he's the starter, but that also means Chuba Hubbard gets lost in this mix.
Yeah, he does. And agree, Dave Canales, I think he handled this thing just right. So they had the two games where Chuba Hubbard did not play, and Rico Dowdle went berserk, and he put up 450 total yards in 2 weeks, and he was great. Then when Hubbard was healthy enough to come back, Canales, out of a sense of fairness, let them both basically split carries, Dowdle and Hubbard, for two games. And Dowdle continued to be way better than Hubbard, running at roughly twice the yards per carry. And so he just comes out and says, look, you know, this is a merit-based league. Rico Dowdle's the best guy. He's going to be the starter. Here's what you should do if you've got Chuba Hubbard. Drop him outright.
Whoa.
He's going to be the backup runner on the sixth worst scoring offense. You can find somebody else. Somebody else will pick him up. There are better handcuffs that be out there. Dowdle's the starter. He's going to hold that job. And I don't think Hubbard's going to help you. We get tempted to just hold our guys because we don't want to admit our mistakes. Nah, let's move on. Hubbard's has not looked good.
Okay. He hasn't looked good, but what in the world is going on with Brian Thomas Jr.? That dude was just out here doing whatever he wanted as a rookie, and now year two has not gone his way in Jacksonville.
Brian Thomas, the second half of last year in his rookie season, he looked like he was going to be rookie of the year. I mean, he was fantastic. This has been a shocking turnaround. He has 6 drops this year. He has got an 18% drop percentage. I mean, that's crazy to think that every fifth ball you send a guy's way is going to be dropped. It'll be an accurate pass that he puts on the ground. And here, Travis Hunter. We've been waiting for Travis Hunter to be more a part of that Jaguars offense. Last game out, Jaguars on bye last week before that, Travis Hunter's usage surged. And we've been seeing Travis Hunter's defensive snaps go down, offensive snaps go up, which we love for fantasy. That's perfect for us. Brian Thomas, meanwhile, seems to have lost the confidence in the coaching staff. Liam Cohen had to come out and insist that they're not shopping Thomas, but that doesn't mean anything because coaches lie all the time. You know, Brian Thomas, there's a lot of trade talk around him, and now his future with Jacksonville is very much up in the air right this minute.
We're talking to Paul Charchi, and he is the man when it comes to fantasy football. He will help you get through your week. And I love Paul will occasionally send us topics that he wants to discuss. So imagine my happiness when I hear the topic, what are we doing with the messy Packers wide receiver room? Jackpot.
Jackpot. This is, Layla, this has been an ongoing frustration for fantasy managers with the Packers because since Davante Adams left, there hasn't been an alpha receiver in Green Bay.
No, there has not. No.
Yes, and thank God for us, Vikings and Bears fans. They haven't been able to develop anybody. They thought it might be first-round pick Matthew Golden. And I'm not suggesting he's never going to develop, but it hasn't worked out to the midway point of this season. And add in Christian Watson last week. He shows up after missing a year of service, and all he does is lead the Packers wide receivers with 4 catches and 85 yards. Then Jaden Reed's return timetable is now here. He won't play this week, but he could be back as soon as next week. I think you are just spinning your wheels on trying to guess in any one game. Is it a Golden game? Is it a Watson game? Is it a Romeo Doubs game? Is it a Wicks game? Is it a Malik Heath game? Just stop. I want out. We're just going to sell all those guys and not. You can just drop them all and save yourself the temptation of trying to figure out in any given week will one of them be any good.
Wow. A lot of drops being recommended here on Raheem Harrison Grody as we talked to Paul Charchian, our fantasy guru. Thursday Night Football, we get it started early. Baltimore-Miami, what are you looking at in this game?
Okay, first of all, Baltimore, if you were going to pick one team to be dramatically better in the second half of the season, it's the Ravens. They've got great coaching. They're getting Lamar Jackson back. Their defense, which was missing at some point six starters, is almost entirely healthy now, coming out of their bye in their game last week. They've got their entire secondary back healthy. This is a team that's going to be way, way better. And so when we look at trying to figure out from a fantasy standpoint what to expect, I think this turns back into a good defense and not one that we're going to keep trying to abuse week after week like we were able to do with the Ravens before. Tua Tagovailoa coming off a 4-touchdown game. He had a 6-touchdown game against the Ravens 3 years ago. And again, Ravens secondary was getting picked apart, but they're all back and healthy now. You just saw what they did with Caleb Williams. I mean, now you got Bears fans questioning his NFL viability, although I guess Bear fans have been questioning his NFL viability all year. I don't think the Ravens necessarily would put that as an additional talker, but this is a much trickier spot for Tua, even though he's coming off that shockingly good game last week with 4 touchdowns.
Fair enough, Paul Charchian. This has been a lot of fun, as it always is. We look forward to the weekend ahead in the NFL, thanks in part to you.
Thanks, Charge.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Paul Charchian making us laugh and also giving us excellent fantasy tips as well. Coming up next here on Raheem Harrison Grody on The Score, the price of World Series tickets doesn't compute with me. They're so high, they don't compute. So we want to ask you, how much would you pay to see your team win a title? How much did you pay in 2016? We'll discuss it all next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
they're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
It is halftime here on Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. As we still try to figure out the large amount of Bears injuries, it means we don't fully know. Tyrique Stevenson limited at practice, by the way. We don't fully know what we're going to get defensively out of this team. One would believe that the pass rush would help you, but we know that that hasn't always been the case. Ben Johnson politely acknowledged it. We talked about Caleb Williams and his reassessment of his performance against the Ravens and what his head coach had to say about it as well. The Bulls have now won four straight games. Mo Egger let us know that we don't know who the quarterback's going to be in Cincinnati, at least right now. And Paul Charchian got us ready for our fantasy football weekend.
It's halftime.
This was brought up in our group thread by one Ray Diaz. The ticket prices for the games in Toronto. This is game six of the World Series. And they have a little map of the ballpark at the Rogers Center. You can see. And the prices are wildly high. Now, I had one question about this, guys. Is it in Canadian dollars? Do we know?
That's a great question. But for purposes of our conversation, maybe we just say American dollars, because I'm
not. Oh no, they are Canadian dollars. There's a little C next to the dollar sign.
Oh yes, there I see it now.
But still, they're wildly expensive. For example, if you want to sit behind home plate in what I can see is three sections back, you're talking about $4,504 Canadian dollars per ticket. Now, don't get crazy, Americans. That's not too much of a discount. I mean, it is, but still, if you want to sit even closer to home plate, There's a pair for $9,748 Canadian dollars. There's also a pair for $9,778. And that got us talking. How much would you pay to see your team win? Now, Cubs fans have been through this more recently than many. 815 says, I paid $5,000 for two tickets in 2016 because I'll be dead before they win again.
I mean,
wow.
I kind of get it.
Bleak, but I get it.
That's the thing. You're like, wow, that's a lot of money. But at the same time, I understand the sentiment. For me personally, the most I've ever paid for tickets was $500 a pop. So $1,000 for two tickets to see the Warriors and the Cavaliers at Oracle during the NBA Finals. This was 20. Oh, that's bad. I can't remember what year it is. It's
Cavaliers. Wasn't that 2016 as well?
It's the year the Cavs had all their guys hurt. So it was like,
oh yeah. Well, wasn't that the one where the Warriors had 3-1? Was that the 3-1 lead also?
No. They had guys for that one because Kyrie hit the shot. Kyrie and Kevin Love did not finish the series. Kyrie was out, and then Kevin Love didn't finish the series.
So is it 2016?
I think it was 2016. Now I'm thinking about it. Yeah.
Was it the Cavs who had the three?
No, somebody the Cavs won it in 2016.
Okay, I was going to say somebody had a 3-1 lead.
Yeah, that's the Warriors. They had a 3-1 lead, and then they came back, and LeBron had the block. Kyrie had the shot over Steph. Yes.
There's no way to know.
There's easily a way to.
Because the joke in 2016 was it was a bad year for 3-1 leads.
Yes. So this was 2015.
Okay, yeah.
This is 2015. Got it.
And you paid how much?
Just $1,000, two tickets.
Oh, that was the Dellavedova series. So
yes, it was the Dellavedova series.
Okay.
And so people said LeBron should have won the finals MVP, even though it was a losing team, because he averaged a triple-double.
So like I said, I don't do my taxes. So I got my tax return back, and it was a wild amount.
So then
I decided to pay $1,000 for a Southwest flight to South by Southwest to go to a concert. And I reached the Holy Grail on Southwest Airlines.
What's the Holy Grail?
A1. On your boarding pass.
But A1 doesn't really mean any, does it?
No, I didn't pay for the early boarding.
Oh, you're saying you just got it. You didn't pay for it.
I achieved with that ridiculous purchase A1 boarding. And it might be my greatest accomplishment as a human. I've kept a houseplant alive for a while. My French bulldog Betsy lived a wonderful life. So these three things.
Have they started the assigned seating yet? That was coming, right, for Southwest?
Yeah, it's next year.
Oh, it's not till next year?
But, like, I looked at it, and, like, I took a picture of it, and I was like, this is amazing. I didn't think this was actually possible in life.
Is this a hot take when I say that A1 isn't any more valuable than A2? Because technically, you're going to have the second best seat on the plane, but...
Second best,
but
they're not the best.
You got two sides of the plane, so whatever you think is the best is there's another one that corresponds to it on the other side. Like if you want that exit row seat but window, there's another one right there. It's not as valuable. I'm not trying to rain on your parade.
You're not going to because I don't care. I had A1, and that's all that matters in life.
Not the steak sauce, just to be clear.
I've had that too.
Okay.
I have a life question. I've never sat in first class before. Is it really that nice?
Okay, yes. So I got, can I give a flex real quick?
Flex sure. On him.
So since I had been a part of on air of two Olympic game broadcasts and people are like, oh, are you covering the Olympics? And I'm like, nah, I'm part of the actual broadcast, which is a higher level of thing at NBC. I got the Delta One for the flight from LA to Beijing. And I couldn't really enjoy it on the way because I was cramming for the hockey tournament. So I, you know, because you're learning about all the teams. It's not just Team USA. You're learning about every single nation's team. And then that year I was covering men's and women's. So that was a tall task. But on the way back, when all you have to do is sleep and you're in that kind of classy pod, and they even gave us like little Tumi amenity kits. I don't own any Tumi bag. That's the only one I own is this tiny Delta One Tumi amenity kit bag that I got from flying first class on an international flight. I'm never going to be that cool again.
Same. Less time in the air, but the red eye and the trip back. Same situation. Olympics, London 2012. The highest of seating priority, and it was very comfortable.
Do they still offer you guys like Biscoffs or pretzels like us normies in the
that's
way
like,
back?
They almost have to request a snack counter.
Yeah. You can just, there's like there's like little mixed nuts everywhere.
Oh yeah, there's like stuff. There's just stuff everywhere. And you're just like, do I really want that? It's like, when am I going to be back in first class?
And the thing is, like everybody knows, I'm not tall enough to really appreciate more leg room on the airplane.
That's the crime of it all.
But the lie flat seats, when you know you can just sleep,
yeah,
incredible.
The lie flat, that's the key. To be able to lay down like you're in a bed on a plane, I'm good with that.
I haven't had United Polaris. That's a goal of mine. But I'm going to be saving those miles for 25 million
years. Oh, that
sounds
like a disease
years.
You had. United Polaris.
If that's a disease, I want to be sick. Because United Polaris is pretty, like, I've heard the lounge is great. I don't know anything about that life. I'm going to be saving my middle-class girl miles for a while, but I'm pretty excited about at least having a goal.
Robbie, as you get older, you will appreciate more what that is because your body just cannot handle flights the same way your young body can handle flights.
It's just that here's the issue.
I still can't handle a middle seat at my age now. It sucks.
But even if you're my height, like for example, the guy sitting next to me when I flew to Thailand this year, and I was in economy, like I knew that my seat that I pay a little extra for on the window, I knew what I was going to get, but I didn't realize the guy next to me would be 6'5". And like his arm's gonna hang over a lot of the amount of the seat for me. And I'm not mad at the dude for like existing. So my sleep on that flight was not good and it ended up hurting me because of the jet lag. You lose a few days on your flight. The only way to really work around that is to guarantee that that's not gonna happen in one of those business class seats. So you have to consider that as well. There is a reason people save for those or pay for those because you might miss the quality of sleep on the way there. And then how good is your trip going to be? You know, that's part of it too. I would also like to take this time to let everybody know it's October. I got my mammogram this year. Yesterday over at Rush, they were wonderful about it. It took a little more time than expected, but that's okay. So if you needed a friendly voice to remind you, everybody has body parts. Go get your body parts. Look that. Preventative care is awesome. There's no better way to own anybody than by living a decent life. And that little amount of care could save a lot of pain later. So if you needed an extra voice to go remind you to go to the doctor, to do the things you need to do at certain ages, mammograms and many other preventative screenings save lives. I care about you, whether or not your jerk is your own choice, but I just want you to be a living one. So go do it for me.
Whether or not you're a jerk is your own choice, but I just want you to be a living one. I just want to make sure I heard that right. That's actually makes sense. That makes sense. I'm glad
you're
telling the people.
Nobody ever says, I really regret getting that preventative care screening.
That's facts.
Nobody ever says that.
The complaints are on the front end.
I have yet to meet somebody who has done that.
The complaints are always on the front end. The back end, you're glad you got it done.
And if you're lucky enough to have health insurance and it already pays for that, then you've already paid for it. So you might as well go get it. That's all. Love you. Coming up next, it's 5 on It. We will discuss 5 topics that are on our minds. NFL, World Series, basketball. We'll do it all next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.